Thank you for your contributions. I have to say that I felt that I haven't agreed entirely with your feeling that this is terrible, but a lot of the things that you're complaining about are simply the experience of other people that are not in a same-sex relationship at all. That, for example, I have a relative who's in a close relationship with another friend. They happen to be both female, but they too have to make wills, like single people do, and secure their future. My husband and I have to make wills, and we have to make medical and financial powers of attorney to secure our future. I'm not quite sure why there's such a big deal about this. It's common sense for every member, every Australian, to see a lawyer, make a will, it's fairly straightforward, and to arrange for powers of attorney. I think that's very good advice for everyone. Other comments have been made about statistics we use in our submissions. I think you find that most of the things we cite are either UK or Australian, and we only use studies that are printed in peer-reviewed, recognised academic journals. I find the comments that we use, we quote unscientific studies, just wrong. And the last thing I'd like to say is that I believe that every child has a right to a mother and a father. And that means a male and a female role model within their family. It's not always possible, but I think that's what we should aim for. And I do not think our laws should encourage the creation of children who cannot hope to have a relationship with a mother and a father. And studies show, not only in Australia, but in every other country of the world, that children do best when they're raised by a mother and a father, their biological mother and father, who are married to each other. I'm simply stating what the research shows. And now perhaps you'll realise why I haven't said anything up to now, because I realised this would be the kind of response I got.